James and John came out of their family home. It was early in the morning. With clear skies, the stars could be unmistakably seen. It was a beautiful day for fishermen. The two brothers were the closest of friends. They talked about everything, their hopes, their dreams. To men of their time and status, life is as clear as the sky on that early morning. James and John shared more than a bloodline. Their life was mapped out for them. They were fishermen like all their ancestors. One day they would take over the family business from their father Zebedee. We can imagine that they spent their time together, probably talking shop, as we would say. Maybe these brothers shared dreams of a bigger boat, improved fishing techniques, what they would do with the future that they had. It may not seem like an exciting life to us, but it was their lot, and they accepted it. There was no other way. To understand this gospel passage today on this Sunday, we must get into the lives of these soon-to-be disciples. This scene was as spontaneous and as quick as it happens and as it appears in the gospel today. The summons to something greater may have been in their hearts. God may have placed it there, but practically, it wasn't in their thoughts or wildest dreams. They could never imagine it from a reason standpoint. The call was spontaneous, and it was total. It was a leap of faith. Jesus comes along while these brothers are mending their nets. James and John have no clue that their life is about to change dramatically. Jesus invites them to follow him, possibly in the words such as, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." What went on within them? We do not know. Likely some innate desire deep within our souls was fulfilled at that particular moment. But to leave everything, they left their life, their possessions, their families, all that they knew. Their past, their present, their future was abandoned in an instant. Talk about detachment. This short passage is Christianity in a nutshell. And as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, keeps telling us through his words and actions, we are called to follow Christ. This concept is simple, but the implications of following Christ are great. Hearing Christ's call and leaving everything behind in the boat, we are called to a radical abandonment to God. This does not, however, mean that everyone must physically live poverty and celibacy. Most people are called to a detachment and a careful use of all that we have. To have possessions, but not be possessed by them. Learning to discover the dreams God has for our lives. Loving the Lord first, so that we can love others as he loves us. Every person is faced with the moment Jesus approaches them and offers us a different way. Scary? Probably. Exciting? Definitely. Freeing? No doubt about it. We all must decide what to do with the time that we have here on earth. Are we going to really try this Christian thing? Or are we just going to continue on that halfway path? For each of us, life itself offers the means of learning to live as Christ. We need not go too far or search too long to find the opportunities. Slowly, if we realize it, everything we may put ahead of God begins to slip away. Our looks, they fade. Friendships, they often become distant. Money, it will at some point have to be left behind. Even those loved ones that we love will eventually be separated from us, at least physically. We or they will pass on to the next life. These persons, places, and things are meant to lead us closer to God. If they become gods in themselves, we ultimately are going to be disappointed. For each of us, whether we're apostles or just your normal people, the call is made to follow Christ. This seems easy, but it is in fact quite challenging. It means abandoning everything to God, our jobs, our possessions, our families, our very self. For man, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. We, like James and John, can step out of the safety of that boat into a new world of trust. Like children in their father's arms, or men, apostles, beginning a journey, we have opened ourselves up to a whole new world. Taking those first steps can be scary. But if we were to ask these two simple fishermen, they would tell us this was the day that changed everything, that their lives changed. The day that they became truly alive.